God prosper long our noble king, and send him quickly o'er, and also keep young Chevalier still on the other shore. And thou, Apollo, god of wit, inspire me in this case. Teach thou my muse for to describe a matchless hunting chase. Larcher had singled out the doe in Drury hundreds bred, from thence to Greenwich town removed, and for the sport there fed. Meanwhile at the court Lord Gamble stayed, serving the church contrary, where he new schemes with wildfire laid to bring in Ave Maria. In 3 short weeks or thereabouts they would have done it surely. All honest men had been turned out, and James brought in most purely. But pleasure, that bewitching ill, oft makes great things miscarry. So did it here with wildfire will, and eke with wise Lord Harry. To drive the doe in Greenwich Park, these statesmen took their way. O Perkin, thou hast cause to rue the hunting of that day. For fate that boded thee no good to Brunswick did incline, and gave a staff when they were gone, which spoiled their close design. This hunting match, as some do say, was in the month of July. These heroes doffed their garments gay, out of good manners truly. Because the doe stark naked ran, naked as she was born, to take the advantage of their clothes, they held it muckle scorn. Thus ran these fierce two-footed hounds, then those of 4 more fell, and with full cry pursued the doe, as fame doth loudly tell. Brisk Gamble was the prettiest dog, for speed and eke for hollow, and many mile upon the scent he eagerly did follow. But when the panting doe lay down, yielding herself to prey, unable he the chase to crown, another took the say. O Gamble, change this course of life, no more be lewd and tease. Go home, drink tea with thy own wife, thou'st lost the power to please.